Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'm featuring just some of the large number of recordings by Nigel Ogden. As most of you will know, Nigel Ogden has been the host of Radio 2's weekly programme The Organist Entertains since 1980, when he took over from Robin Richmond. But on today's show, I'm spotlighting his considerable talent as an entertainer on theatre pipes. My sound library contains over 600 tracks by Nigel, and that's only a fraction of his output since he started broadcasting. Choosing just 8 tracks wasn't easy, so here goes. As today's opener, here's the Thomas Bidgood March, Sons of the Brave, featuring the ex-Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer, now in the Town Hall, Stockport.
Thank you.
Maria from West Side Story, played by Nigel Ogden, on the Compton in the Plaza Theatre, also in Stockport, Lancashire, a track from a 2002 CD called You Ought to Be in Pictures. Nigel was born in Manchester, the son of a church organist, and studied piano for several years before starting with the organ at age 12. His parents also took him to the Tower Ballroom as a child to hear Reginald Dixon, obviously igniting an interest in these incredible instruments. Nigel studied as a teacher, then worked as a sales demonstrator for an organ retailer before starting to broadcast on Robin Richmond's BBC show in 1972. In the early 1980s, Nigel recorded for the now-defunct Grosvenor label, which issued this track of Reginald Forsyth's Serenade for a Wealthy Widow. Nigel Ogden and the ex-Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, which in 1983 was housed in the BBC Playhouse Theatre, Manchester. With so many albums to his credit, not to mention a hectic touring schedule when not recording his shows for BBC Radio 2, Nigel has needed to find repertoire that isn't in the usual 100 top tunes bracket, and he has been very successful in unearthing good quality music that otherwise could be forgotten. One such is Carol Gibbons' signature tune from 1932, On the Air, which was co-composed by Carol himself. Nigel taped this charming arrangement on the Wurlitzer in the New Victoria Centre, Howden Lawyer, County Durham, in 1996. Back in 1988, Nigel Ogden produced a series of cassettes recorded on the Compton in the Pavilion, Bournemouth, an organ which is in regular use to this day for lunchtime concerts by professional artists. As befits the fact that the Compton was designed as a dual-purpose instrument capable of playing both classic and popular repertoire, this is Alexandre Luigini's theme from his 1875 work, Ballet Egyptien. Thank you. And now for something rather different. From time to time, Nigel Ogden is understandably called upon to accompany singers. And in 1998, he joined the 26 Mass Choirs in Bridgewater Hall, Manchester, under the general musical direction of Alan Herbert, in a mixed programme promoted by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust. It ran the gamut of The Beatles to C.S. Lang's tuba tune and back to 76 trombones from The Music Man. For most of the evening's programme, Nigel played an Allen Digital, but for this selection, he opted for the permanently installed Marcusen organ. Back to Theatre Pipes, and to another song that is far too rarely heard these days. It was composed by Ted Kohler and Jimmy McHugh for the 1936 film King of Burlesque, which starred Alice Faye, Warner Baxter and Jack Oakey. Nigel recorded this track of Lovely Lady on the ex-Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer in 1996, during the organ's farewell concert in the Free Trade Hall. Thank you. Since Nigel Ogden lives in the north of England, it's reasonable to expect him to record frequently in Blackpool's Tower Ballroom. And indeed, he recorded a series of 7 CDs for the OS Digital label called Through the Decades with the Mighty Wurlitzer, starting with the 1920s in 1998 and closing with the 1980s in 2001. From his 1950s album, released in 1999, this was a minor hit for Patti Page in the USA, with the cover version by Alma Cogan reaching number 6 in the UK charts in 1954. I Can't Tell a Waltz from a Tango. Nigel's clever interweaving of the tango and waltz rhythms in I Can't Tell a Waltz from a Tango on the Tower Wurlitzer closes today's Hot Pipes. He has no less than 17 albums currently listed on the Organ First website, some on Hammond, but most on pipes of some description, and I estimate well over 50 to his name since his early days on The Organist Entertains. Until next time we meet, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes, wishing you hasta luego, amigos, from my studio in southern Spain.